Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Government shutdown continues. We have the story.
Fatal shooting near a youth football game in northeast Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A big drug bust made in Kansas City, Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Police are asking for the public's help in identifying a suspect in a fatal shooting near a youth football game in northeast Wichita. A 32-year-old man is dead following the shooting in Glendale Park in the 2800 block of North Grove. Police say as many as 300 people had gathered in the park for a youth football game. An off-duty police detective was working security at the game when he heard gunshots. The detective found a wounded man and administered CPR until paramedics arrived. The injured man died at a hospital later. He had been shot multiple times.
Day 24 of the government shutdown.
The Senate left town for the weekend without a deal to reopen the government. This after Democrats blocked a bill to pay essential workers during the shutdown. When asked by Fox News, House Speaker Mike Johnson shot down the idea of the House voting on its own measure to pay air traffic controllers, service members, and law enforcement, saying it would face the same fate in the Senate.
It would be a waste of our time, and it would take the pressure off Chuck Schumer to get his job done and open the government again. This is what's so infuriating.
Air traffic controllers' next pay date is October 28th. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Police have made a third arrest in connection with the overdose death of a Wichita teenager. A 53-year-old Wichita woman was taken into custody Wednesday morning. Two men have already been formally charged in connection with the death of the 15-year-old. Isaac Hoard and Nicholas Wiley, both 24, made their first court appearances Monday and were charged with first-degree murder and aggravated child endangerment. Both men are being held on a $1 million bond. The woman is held on suspicion of involuntary manslaughter and endangering a child. Formal charges against the woman are pending.
Three people arrested in a major drug bust in Kansas City, Kansas.
Police seized over 9 pounds of fentanyl, as well as guns and other drugs last week at a rental home. It happened last Thursday when officers served a warrant at the residence. They called it the biggest fentanyl seizure since they began tracking the drug in late 2020. The property owner has been cooperating with the investigation and has not been charged. The three suspects have not been identified as the case remains an open investigation. No injuries were reported in the seizure. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
An NBA coach and player are among more than 30 people arrested across 11 states yesterday for illegal gambling schemes. Fox's Chanley Painter reports.
Some are accused of illegal sports bets like Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, while others like Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups and former Cleveland Cavaliers assistant coach Damon Jones are caught up in an illegal poker game, allegedly run by the mafia. The U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York says the rigged machines bilked victims out of millions. The NBA has placed both Rozier and Billups on immediate leave. Rozier's attorney released a statement calling his arrest a, quote, photo op for the FBI.
Both Rozier and Coach Billups have been released from custody on bond after surrendering their passports.
President Trump announced on Truth Social Thursday that his administration is cutting off trade talks with Canada. After seeing TV ads protesting American tariffs, Fox's Griff Jenkins with more.
After months of tough trade talks, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says his country's close economic relationship with the U.S. is over.
Strengths based on close ties to America have become our vulnerabilities.
Currently, Canada is a top export destination for more than three dozen states here in the U.S. But over the next decade, the country plans to double its non-U.S. exports. Prime Minister Carney says it's possible the two countries could reach a deal at a summit in South Korea next week.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Got a lot of football heading into another weekend, including KU and K-State tomorrow in Lawrence. So we'll preview all that coming up in sports.
Sedgwick County Environmental Resources hosting a household hazardous waste collection event tomorrow. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News.
Number one talk.
KNSS News Time now, 7:07. 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. Sedgwick County Environmental Resources is hosting a household hazardous waste collection event tomorrow, Saturday, from 9 to 1. Hazardous waste includes paint, batteries, motor oil, and household cleaners. Anyone can dispose of these products safely and for free. The drop-off location will be at Spirit Aerosystems, K-15, and MacArthur in Lot P.
The Trump administration says thousands of cartel members and tons of deadly drugs are off the streets because of a federal task force targeting cartels.
A federal task force made up of several law enforcement agencies has made more than 3,000 arrests of suspected drug cartel leaders and gang members, President Trump says.
These groups have unleashed more bloodshed and killing on American soil than all other terrorist groups combined. These are the worst of the worst.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says the operations also seized 91 tons of illegal drugs in the last month.
We try to put this in perspective for you. This would be filling four 18-wheelers.
President Trump blames China for the importation of much of the fentanyl reaching the U.S., an issue he says will top his agenda when he meets with President Xi Jinping next week. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A woman in Colorado is found guilty of voter fraud after authorities say she cast ballots for her dead ex-husband and her son.
Elizabeth Ann Davis found guilty of two counts of forgery and one count of impersonating an elector for submitting mail ballots for her late ex-husband and son in the 2022 general election. The Republican has previously been convicted of forgery and other offenses in Florida and Colorado, according to the Colorado's 23rd District Attorney's Office, which said in a statement, those who seek to corrupt our elections or dilute our votes by even a single ballot will find a DA's office intent on their incarceration. She could get as much as 3 years in prison when she's sentenced in January. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
A young girl who fell from the Disney Dream Cruise was too small to set off the man overboard alert.
The ship is equipped with man overboard sensors, but someone so small in stature can't set them off. That, according to a report by the Broward County, Florida Sheriff's Office. The 5-year-old plunged 50 feet into the ocean. The alarms did sound when her frantic father jumped overboard in an attempt to save her. Rescuers then pulled them both from the drink, and both survived their ordeal. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And a look at traffic here on your Friday morning commute. Of course, we had thunder showers overnight.
Yep.
And that led to a lot of rain in the area, some power outages. Had the quick trip at Douglas and Rock, power completely out. Earlier this morning, we had traffic lights flashing red at Central and Rock and at Kellogg and Rock. So we did have some consequences from that lightning and those thunder showers that came through earlier this morning on a rainy Friday commute. And that's a look at traffic with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
80% chance for rain today and a high of 60 degrees. Yesterday's high was 70. We'll have an 80% chance for rain tonight and Saturday. The overnight low 53, and then tomorrow, Saturday's high, 56. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high of 61. Now, thunder, light rain, 57 degrees, southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen's Head in the Morning, and this is Friday, October 24th, 1 week until Halloween.
Yeah.
19 years ago on this date, 2006, Taylor Swift released her self-titled debut album featuring her hits Teardrops on My Guitar, Picture to Burn, Our Song, and Tim McGraw. And I understand the Wichita Business Journal, Kirk Semenoff, has the original copy of that. He purchased back in the day. He's a big Taylor Swift fan.
What year was that?
That would be 2006.
Wow. And just look where she is 19 years later.
She's doing great, isn't she?
Seems to be.
Birthday today. I've got one for you. F. Murray Abraham, 86 years old today.
Oscar winner.
Yep. He's received an Academy Award, a Golden Globe, as well as nominations for a BAFTA, 4 Emmy Awards, and a Grammy. He came to prominence for his portrayal of Antonio Salieri in the drama film Amadeus, 1984, for which he won an Academy Award.
Which rightly deserved. He was really good.
He did.
He's good in everything he's in. He's one of those actors that you see him in and you're like,
absolutely.
Good actor.
A perfectly poised pig from Illinois earned a Guinness World Record when he showed off his skateboarding swine skills and took a 33-foot ride in just over 11 seconds. Norbert, the pig, from Buffalo Grove, earned the record for the fastest 10 meters pushing a skateboard by a pig, managing the feat in 11.32 seconds.
Mm.
Yeah, that is one fast porker. Vincent Barron, Norbert's owner, says the 175-pound Norbert looks like a natural on the board and loves showing off his skills. Norbert, the pig, he is fast. All right, Ed, Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS, and my wife Shelly and I had yesterday afternoon had occasion to a question for the folks at Social Security.
Okay? Yes.
And here was our experience, okay? We got on the phone, and first of all, their prompts are, I think, very good.
Okay.
You know, the recorded, mm-hmm. If you are this, say yes, you know, that kind of stuff. I think they're very good. They were very effective. We got through those pretty quick.
Okay.
And then they said, you will be on hold for 20 minutes.
Okay.
And I said, okay, so we're sitting there waiting. And sure enough, it didn't take 20. About 10 minutes in.
Oh, okay.
We got somebody on the line with us. And the guy's name is Justin. He called the local office, so I assume it was local. Justin, who was, I got to tell you, very patient, very helpful, and answered our questions and got us taken care of after we got on the line within about 5 minutes, because we asked the same question about 4 times. And he very patiently explained to us, you know, what was going to happen. So, I don't know. It's, you know, we've got the government shutdown and all that, but looks like Social Security is doing their best to continue to meet the needs of the citizens out there.
I wonder if Justin is being paid.
Oh, gosh, I didn't think to ask him that.
I wonder if he's been sitting there for three and a half weeks without a paycheck.
Yeah, dealing with people like me.
Dealing with, yeah.
Can you imagine? Okay.
I don't know. If I hadn't been paid for the last 3.5 weeks, I'd be
cranky.
Pretty stewed.
I'd be cranky, yeah. All right, here's something for you. An Indiana man visiting a crater of Diamond State Park in Arkansas spotted something shiny on his shovel and confirmed it was a 2.71-carat white diamond, over 2.5 carats.
How about that?
Dewey White said he and his wife spent 2 days at Crater of Diamond State Park at the start of their long road trip, and they enjoyed their time so much, they decided to stop again on the way home.
Okay, good idea.
And this time, White said he came armed with some screens he bought from a store in Murfreesboro prior to his second visit, so he could, you know, shake the dirt there and find the diamond. So there you go.
And paid off.
I don't know what if he's going to make a big ring for his wife or what he's going to do. There's Gary Lewis in the Playboy, by the way. Yeah. The diamond mine in Arkansas. Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS. And we're coming up on 7:16 now. on this Friday morning. And we got a lot of sports going on this weekend. And, of course, Ted Woodward is here to tell us all about it, Ted.
Well, you're going to have to stall.
I'm going to have to stall.
I don't have my sports cast with me.
Okay.
So hold on.
We'll be there in just a minute. I do know we got some cheerleaders in the lobby. So we've got, for the station down the hall, we've got Derby out there. And I think Derby is playing Carroll tonight, maybe. I'm not sure, but let me know when you're ready. Just give me the old high sign. All right. There's Ted with the sports this morning.
All right. Let's get going. The Kansas City Chiefs don't play until Monday night, hosting Washington. So we'll talk about that a lot on Monday. But, of course, we do have our live Friday morning feature, the live visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. So Mitch will have live an hour from now with the Chiefs preview at 8:15. So be sure you're here for that, as he'll somehow relate this game to Shocker football. It's part of our Friday morning update. So we'll have Mitch an hour from now right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. All right, last week, KU and K-State did not play college football. They took the week off, perhaps getting ready for tomorrow's game. They play each other tomorrow after a week off. In Lawrence, it's Kansas hosting Kansas State. Jayhawks are 4-3. K-State comes in at 3-4. And K-State is a 3.5-point underdog going on the road to Lawrence for a sold-out crowd at Booth Memorial Stadium in Lawrence. Kansas State has won 16 times in a row in this rivalry, but underdogs on the road tomorrow. Both teams are 2-2 in the conference. This is the 123rd meeting between these two. I think it's the 116th in a row, which is the second longest consecutive FBS matchup in college football. All right, KUK State tomorrow in Lawrence. Listen live on the Kansas State Radio Network for the Wildcats. Coverage begins at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The game will kick off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in Lawrence. And K-State football, of course, we're on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Huge game tomorrow afternoon in Winfield. It's 4th-ranked undefeated Friends visiting 15th-ranked Southwestern. Friends is 7-0. Mound Builders are 6-1. It's homecoming in Winfield for Southwestern tomorrow. Kickoff at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. These are the top two teams in the nation, both averaging 56 points per game.
Wow.
So here we go.
Wow.
Buckle up. These are, of course, Friends University, number one in the nation in defense, only allowing 203 yards a game. Number one in sacks, 27 sacks. Friends also number one in the nation in rushing, 480 yards rushing per game. But on the other side of the football, how about Southwestern? Number one in the nation in defense with 14 interceptions. Also on offense, Southwestern is number one in the nation in passing touchdowns and in total yards. So two elite teams meeting tomorrow afternoon in Winfield. 4th-ranked Friends visiting 15th-ranked Southwestern.
You won't even have time to go to the concession stand.
No.
It's going to be like a track.
I know. That's be a huge game in Winfield tomorrow afternoon. McPherson is ranked number 22 in the nation with a record of 6-1. McPherson has not lost a home game yet this season. McPherson hosting St. Mary tomorrow afternoon. JUCO football, massive matchups, including 13th-ranked Butler Community College visiting 6th-ranked Garden City. Butler is 4-1. Garden is 5-1. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler football at 6:30 tomorrow evening, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And a top 10 matchup tomorrow night, number one ranked undefeated Hutchinson hosting 10th ranked Coffeyville. The last two undefeated teams in conference play. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight in Hutchinson. It is the final night of the regular season in high school football around the state of Kansas. One more tune-up before the playoffs. Of course, week one, 2 months ago, it was rainy on opening night. Here we are at the end of the regular season, and it's rainy on the final day of the regular season. But we got some good matchups to take a look at. You've got undefeated Andale hosting 5-2 Heston. Oxford is visiting South Central. Both teams are undefeated 6-0. Cunningham at Tescott. Both teams are 6-1. Mound Ridge hosting Inman. Both teams are 6-1. Undefeated Sterling, 7-0, hosting 6-1 Hutchinson Trinity. You've got Cheney at 5-2, visiting 6-1 Pratt. And you've got Goddard at 5-2, hosting 6-1 Salina Central. Good games tonight to finish up the regular season. And you can get a whole roundup of everything on the weekly edition of the High School Football Scoreboard Show. That'll be at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning on KFH. Speaking of high school athletics in Kansas, the high school state gymnastics meet is tomorrow. It's being hosted at Olathe East High School, and it's the last one. Kansas is dropping gymnastics after the state meet tomorrow. After 52 years as a sport, Kansas is dropping gymnastics because they're declining participation.
Nobody wants to do it.
You just don't have as many competitors anymore.
Darn.
As girls are doing other things. But they're not doing gymnastics like
gymnastics.
They used to. Nope. Oh, they dropped boys gymnastics a long time ago.
Oh, they did. Okay. Yeah.
For the same
reason. Where have I
been? Declining participation.
Yeah.
So the last ever high school gymnastics meet, state meet in Kansas, is tomorrow afternoon up in Olathe.
Wow.
College men's basketball. Tonight we have a pair of exhibition games that you would probably like to see in the regular season. 19th-ranked Kansas visiting 10th-ranked Louisville. What a great matchup.
Sounds great.
It doesn't count. It's an exhibition game, 6:30 tonight. How about Kansas State at Missouri tonight? Once again, love to see
that'd
that in the regular
one.
Season, but it doesn't count. It's an exhibition game tonight. K-State at Missouri, live coverage for K-State basketball at 8 o'clock tonight over on KFH. And it is a home weekend for Wichita State volleyball at Coke Arena. The Shockers are tied for 5th in the conference right now. Wichita State hosting Tulane 7 o'clock tonight, and then hosting North Texas at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon at Coke Arena for volleyball action. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cooperstown Pizza with a sriracha cream cheese base, topped with chicken, bacon, mushrooms, and mozzarella.
Ooh-ha.
Cooperstown is now available in a lunch or a full size at Wichita Brewing Company. That's pizza and beer made here. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe, healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch.
Keep it here for a house call for health. 1/5 of American adults use one of two substances to fall asleep. I'm going to tell you what those are. Coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 7:30 on this Friday morning, 57 degrees. A Dodge City man has been charged in connection with the death of his wife. 31-year-old Israel Ibarra is charged with first-degree premeditated murder and criminal discharge of a firearm in connection with the death of Emma Benitez. Bond was set at $1 million. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office has a new tool to help keep children safe when they go trick-or-treating. A new database allows you to check where offenders are located in your area. It also breaks down offenders who have been convicted of drug, violent, and sex-related crimes. Deputy Tiffany McKnight says it's a good tool for parents.
If you're going to be trick-or-treating close to home, you can plug in your address, and then you can check the radius around where you're going to take your family to go trick-or-treating. So if there's any homes that you want to avoid because there's an offender there, you can use this tool to make that happen.
Currently, no law prohibits registered sex offenders from participating in activities like passing out candy on Halloween. You can find the offender search on the Sedgwick County Sheriff's website.
San Francisco will no longer be seeing a flood of federal agents on its streets. Fox's Kevin Cork explains from the nation's capital.
President Trump has put plans to surge federal agents to San Francisco on hold, at least for now, after some of the biggest names in the tech industry, like the head of NVIDIA, ask him to hold off.
Those are the people that asked me, could you do away with the surge and let's see how it works? And we'll do that. If we need to, we'll do it. But it's possible that we won't need to.
Additionally, the president says he spoke with San Francisco's mayor and agreed to wait for the results of a city-led crime prevention program. But as for other Democrat-run cities like Chicago, well, those plans are still on the table.
Both the mayor of San Francisco and California Governor Gavin Newsom have argued that crime has already been falling. Border Patrol agents had reportedly begun arriving near San Francisco before the president's announcement.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is looking at potential future criminal charges against federal agents in Operation Midway Blitz.
Signing an executive order Thursday, Governor J.B. Pritzker forming the Illinois Accountability Commission, made up of 9 Democrat-appointed personnel to track ICE action in and around Chicago, and federal agents involved in what the governor describes as civil rights abuses, all to be used when Democrats return to power in Washington.
When the time comes, Illinois will have the testimony and the records needed to pursue justice.
This as legal battles play out in Chicago and Illinois over ICE action, in which federal agents have also become victims of attacks in their targeting of what DHS says are the worst of the worst criminals here in the country, illegally. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Catholic Charities of Wichita serves 25 Kansas counties, helping people who encounter poverty, abuse, and homelessness. Executive Director Tracy Kennedy tells KNSS News, Catholic Charities helped more than 18,000 people last year, many of them children.
A lot of what we do, you know, at St. Anthony Family Shelter, it's a family shelter, so there's children there. A lot of people who come to stay with us at Harbor House have kids. We count the number of kids who get food from our Daily Bread food pantry, so there's a lot of children that we serve.
Tracy Kennedy is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025. Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS, and there is a podcast on our webpage. And now a look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Numerous showers and storms this morning will give way to isolated showers and drizzle this afternoon and evening. Much cooler, high 59. Evening showers, then rain returns after midnight. Overnight low 53. Rain is likely on Saturday morning, could be heavy at times, then showers by Saturday afternoon. Continued cool, high 56. Cloudy and 60 on Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now we have light rain in the area, 57 degrees, southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. Add to Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. All right, 7:35 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning on the 24th day of October, and it's a Friday, and next Friday will be Halloween, and Ted and I will dress up in our costumes and go out and trick-or-treat. No, we will not do that. On this date 55 years ago, 1970, President Nixon asked record companies to reduce the number of songs containing lyrics about sex and drugs. That was in 1970. His request is still being honored today, I said, tongue-in-cheek. No, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Oh, well. The best of intentions.
You know, President Nixon also suggested plays that the Washington Redskins should run under head coach George Allen. Yeah. Nixon had a lot of suggestions. I think a lot of them were said. People nodded and said, okay.
Hey, it sounds good.
And then moved on with their lives.
Sounds good, Mr. President. There you go. Country's second largest brick-and-mortar retailer, Target, announcing they are cutting 1,800 jobs, positions, that is, from its corporate headcount, the second largest downsizing of its headquarters staff in over a decade.
Corporate jobs.
Company will cut 1,000 employees and close roughly 800 open positions, chopping 8% of Target's global team.
Woof.
Don't like to hear that. And here's a new report out on the two candies that are struggling the most throughout the past year.
Uh-oh.
Not surprisingly, candy corn came as number two. Not sales not doing too well for candy corn. Also not surprisingly, I guess, licorice is number one.
Mm.
You're not a big fan of licorice.
No, I'm not.
Most people aren't, it looks like. Consumer interest in candy corn is down 9.1% year over year, and licorice down 13.6%. Beyond those two, marshmallow candy dropped 9% in interest.
I see a common thread. Keep going.
And caramel apples are down almost 7%.
I see another thread. None of those involve chocolate.
Gaining in popularity. Haribo gummies rose in interest by 48%.
Oh, my. Okay.
Gummies. Randomly, old school Baby Ruth candy bars up 42% for Baby Ruth.
That is old school.
Yes, sir. Hershey's Kisses jumped 37% in interest compared to last year.
Product that has been the same for more than a century.
People just rediscover them.
I guess so.
Tastes change and so forth. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. See what else we got on. I just want to tell you, relate a little something that happened to me yesterday afternoon. My wife was needing to go to rehearsal for this concert she's in next Tuesday. And I decided I'd run to the store and get us something to eat.
Yes.
And I'm not going to say what store it was, but my idea was, hey, we'll get some really nice fried chicken and some we'll get some mac and cheese.
Sounds like a plan.
The mac and cheese was old and cold.
Oh, no.
As was the chicken.
Oh, no.
The meal was quite bad.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Very seldom throw food off my plate, but I couldn't finish it.
Oh.
Threw it out.
Oh, man.
Anyway, while I was there, though, a redeeming...
See, you should have gone to PR, the Pizza Ranch. Get some chicken and mac and cheese there.
Something exciting happened to me in that grocery store, Chad.
Okay, yes.
Over in the produce, I looked up and I saw Annette Lawless, who is on News 12. She was off the air for a while, now she's back. And you see her everywhere, okay? She's all over. You get a lot of FaceTime.
She was even in Gridiron last year.
Well, there you go. So anyway, I tried to go up and say hello.
Mm-hmm.
I knew she wouldn't know me. If we ever met, she'd forgotten by now. And I shook her hand and introduced myself. And I said, it was very nice. I said, it's nice to have you back on the air, Annette. She looked at me and says, oh, you made my day.
Well,
well,
there you go.
Can you imagine big TV people? People don't tell them they like what they do on the TV. Anyway, she's a big star, and she was nice to me, so I thought that was nice.
That's not surprising.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Yes. Big radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A star and a big TV star have an encounter at Dylan's.
Yep.
I'm surprised a crowd of people didn't start surrounding you guys during this conversation.
Yes. Pushing in.
Exactly.
Demanding some attention.
Selfies and celebrity selfies. Stalking.
Oh, yeah. When's the last time somebody came up to me or you in public and said, can I take a selfie with you?
Well, the mayor did at that ICT Streets. That's the last time it happened with us.
Yeah.
The mayor came and took a selfie with us.
Now, the great thing about being on radio is nobody knows what we look like.
Yeah, see, sometimes that is an advantage.
We can do whatever we want. No, not really. We behave ourselves.
All right, there you go. There's my clash with the rich and famous.
How about that?
Let's see what else I got.
I'm so sorry you didn't get a good meal out of that.
Oh.
Experience.
Disappointing. Okay, let's see what I got. Mega Millions, up to $680 million for the jackpot tonight. Mega Millions. Ever play Mega Millions?
I don't think so.
Cost $5 for a ticket.
No wonder I haven't played it.
Can you imagine? Of course, that money goes into a big fund that pays for our kids' education.
It's out of my price range.
Yeah. It pays for kids' education, streets, highways, and just about everything else you can think of.
Right.
Buy your ticket today. All right, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And let's see what we got coming up. Coke's investing in AI. And we're going to check that out with our good friend Kirk Seminoff from the Wichita Business Journal. That's on the way.
That must mean that Coke has found a way to make it profitable. Coke doesn't invest in things that are heading down the drain. They invest in things that are going to make money.
There you go. Coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS. Three big things. Trump cutting off trade talks with Canada because he doesn't like a TV spot protesting American tariffs.
Two.
Government shutdown is in its 24th day. Congress goes home for the weekend.
One.
Man shot dead near a youth football game in Northeast Wichita. No suspect identified. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes picking up, and now we've got a couple of things. A stalled up vehicle southbound I-235, and it is just south of Kellogg. And now we've got the report of a traffic accident, 37th North and Tyler. So that's the area that they're talking about in this accident that's just now coming in. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
80% chance for rain today with a high of 60 degrees and 80% chance for rain tonight and again tomorrow. Overnight low 53 and Saturday's high 56. Looking ahead to Sunday, mostly cloudy on Sunday with a high of 61 degrees. Now light rain, southeast wind at 8 miles per hour, 57 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. If you're making plans for lunch or maybe some beverages out tonight with your friends, we can recommend the Monarch. Great place to go and meet your friends, the Monarch. Bring your friends to the Monarch. West Douglas in historic Delano. Steve and 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and coming up 7 o'clock this Sunday evening, John Whitmer's show on KNSS. And John, the Chiefs aren't playing, so you got a clear sailing ahead of you, and I guess you're going to go on a remote, aren't you?
Yep, we'll be on the road again, broadcasting live from historic Union Station. Our hosts will be the good folks at Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Will be at their headquarters there on the third floor of Union Station. We've been there before and should be a good crowd. We'll have a lot of fun. I don't know if you remember the old Hannity and Combs, where Sean Hannity used to debate Alan Combs.
Right.
We have our own version.
Okay.
My friend Dion Leffler from the Wichita Eagle and I have gone tete-a-tete before, and we're going to do it again on Sunday, where I will kind of take him on again, and we'll do this again on Sunday evening. So
any specific topics or just anything that's in the news that you guys are going to stick around?
Well, you know, Dion, he always has some interesting opinion pieces that we'll go over, but most recently, I know you've probably seen the story about the young Republicans and some of the unfortunate things that they had to say, and right. They were bad. They were some racist tweets and texts that they were engaging in. But Dion went ahead and painted a very broad brush and essentially said that all Republicans are racist because of the things that these few young Republicans said. And I took issue with that, as many Republicans did.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Dion felt that all Republicans were racist. And so I guarantee you that will be one topic that we will go into, is just because, you know, a couple of bad eggs don't spoil the omelet, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I think that will be one of the topics that we'll go into for sure.
All right. Sounds like a good show. And that'll be Sunday night, 7 o'clock, right here on KNSS, the John Whitmer Show. Tune in for that. Thank you, John.
Yep.
7:49 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Attorneys for Brian Koberger are working to knock off a bill the killer has been hit with.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Brian Koberger's attorneys want a judge to excuse the convicted killer from paying tens of thousands of dollars to the grieving families of two college students he slaughtered, arguing they have banked enough from GoFundMe donations. The 30-year-old has been ordered to pay roughly $290,000 in fines and restitution after he pleaded guilty to stabbing University of Idaho students Kaylee Gonsalves, Madison Mogan, Zana Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin to death in their off-campus home. Prosecutors have now slapped the former criminology student with an additional restitution bill, requesting he shell out over $20,000 for Gonsalves' parents and roughly $7,000 for Mogan's mother to cover their travel expenses. Koberger's legal team blasted the request for additional funds in a court filing earlier this month and argued that Koberger has no means to pay the restitution now or in the future. He's serving four consecutive life sentences. A restitution hearing to discuss the request for funds has been scheduled for November 5th. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
An up close on Wall Street Thursday.
The Dow added 144 points, NASDAQ 201, and the S&P 500, getting a boost from tech stocks, was able to recoup Wednesday's losses and climb 39 points. And American Airlines was a hot ticket on Wall Street with investors as shares jumped after reporting a smaller-than-expected loss for the third quarter, $114 million, or 17 cents a share, on revenue of $13.69 billion. Revenue was up 0.3% from last year. This is a company leaned into luxury travel, learning that its customers are willing to pay for experience. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Koch's investing in AI. Kirk Semenov, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Wichita's Koch Inc. is investing in an Atlanta artificial intelligence startup. Semaphore AI, and that's a neural four if you're keeping track, was founded 2 years ago and develops AI agents that are used to work like humans. Koch's chief technology officer says it's setting a new standard for productivity and operational excellence. One area the AI agents are working in is Koch's manual reconciliation process, which is the process of comparing two or more sets of financial records to check for accuracy. Koch has not said how much it has invested in Semaphore.ai. A Wichita Police Department task force focused on property crimes reduction has made 600 arrests and recovered $7.5 million in stolen property over the past year. A Wichita police captain said the task force has also recovered 52 guns and, quote, a whole lot of dope as well. Task force was created to combat everything from misdemeanor shoplifting to grand theft. Small business retailers the Business Journal spoke with say property theft has been on the rise, with one clothing retailer saying a year of thefts can amount to 2 to 3% of inventory loss. And consumer sentiments in Wichita were down in the third quarter of this year, but bigger shifts could be on the horizon as 2026 approaches. That's according to the Metropolitan Consumer Sentiment Index, a quarterly index published in partnership with the Business Journals and global decision intelligence company Morning Consult. Scores at 100 or above indicate positive consumer sentiment. Wichita checked in at 88.1 for the third quarter, down from 93.1 in the second quarter. It's the lowest sentiment in Wichita since Q3 of 2023 and 8 points down from the five-year high of 96.2 in the first quarter of 2024. Nationally, consumer sentiment is at 95.8. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenov.
So is that index just a measure of optimism, pessimism type thing?
Yes, and it remained largely flat, although a couple of signs that the Wichitans or people in the Wichita area seem to think that a recession or worse was coming. And it's kind of a broad stroke question, but it seemed to lack confidence in where it was going from here.
All right. Business brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. All right, Kirk. Today is World Polio Day. On a serious note here, commemorating global efforts toward a polio-free future, as well as the sacrifices of those working on the front line to battle and eradicate polio from every corner of the world. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And it is a terrible, terrible, crippling disease. And I can remember lining up at Willard School, grade school, and I guess I was in the first grade, lining up for our polio shots. Fortunately, almost everybody I know did not catch polio. I did know one person who had it, and it left him disfigured for life. But he battled it. He did okay with it. He dealt with it. But anyway, polio day, celebrating one that's gone away.
Of course, we did that today. Half of the nation would not get the polio shot.
No, they wouldn't. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, thank you, guys. 7:55. Now, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning with Steve and Ted, we'll tell you about a man shot and killed near a youth football game in Northeast Wichita. Ted has a look at sports, as always, with a special guest.
Yeah, we're about 20 minutes out from our live Friday morning visit with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Got Mitch coming up in about 20 minutes.
Plus entertainment news, it's The Blur.
The Blur will feature one of the great television episodes of all time. I think you'll enjoy it. That'll be coming up in The Blur at 8:35 this morning.
And we'll have a look at traffic and your weekend weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.